Good morning. Today's daf in the Darim is Vav. We're starting on Hamad base. We're starting with the words Itmar. Okay, let's quickly recap from yesterday. Okay, so step number one is that we have in Nedarim something called a yad. A yad is a handle. In Nedarim, what it means is that instead of making a full sentence, I make a partial sentence. Okay, and we said this after I stopped recording yesterday. Let me just say it again right now so that I can put this on record. And that is the following, that the statement that you make to create an eder is extraordinarily important. Meaning, even though you had a certain intention of what you wanted, but when it comes to making an eder, so that has to be done via articulation. You must say what the eder is, even though that's what I thought, that's what I meant, so forth and so on. But there must be accompanying articulation. There has to be. And that articulation has to come with it, convey with it a certain clarity. Good. So you make a full sentence of what you'd like your neder to be. So that's great. In other words, there's nothing to discuss and there's nothing to argue. In other words, that's a neder. And the Torah introduces us to a neder. However, what we also learned is that there's something called a yad. Now, what a yad means is that instead of making a full sentence, I make a partial sentence. But the partial sentence is also pretty clear. Everyone understands basically what I meant. Yes, I could be misinterpreted, but it's unlikely. So under those circumstances, so that's called a yad, and does the yad work when it comes to a neder? Yes. Absolutely 100%. Meaning, in other words, we're going to see a number of machloksim. So let's start off nice and easy and things that everyone agrees to. There is something called a yad. And because there's something called a yad, you make a partial sentence that operates as a neder. It works as a neder. It's the opening mishnah of our mesechta. Our mesechta opened up with, there are two novel ideas when it comes to nedarim. There's something called a yad, and there's something called a kinui. We haven't even discussed kinui yet. That's coming up later in this parak. But there's something called a yad. Good. So a yad is a partial sentence, and as long as it conveys meaning, so therefore it operates and it's good. Now, in yesterday's daf, what did we learn? That even within yados, there are two types of yados. There's a superior yad and an inferior yad. Okay, that's my language. The Gemara's lashon is that a yad hamochiach and a yad she'ein mochiach. Yad hamochiach means it's evident. Meaning, I made a statement, it was a partial sentence, but everyone knows more or less what I meant. Okay? And yes, there could be another interpretation to what I meant, but it's pretty clear that that's what I meant. Right? You'll ask most people, and you'll ask everybody, and most people will tell you, the vast majority of the people will tell you, that's what he meant. That's what's called the Yad HaMochiach. It's a partial sentence, but it's pretty evident what I meant, and that works according to everybody. A Yad HaMochiach. But let's say we get to the inferior Yad. The inferior Yad is the Yad She'ein Mochiach. A Yad She'ein Mochiach is that it's a partial sentence, but it really is. It's so sparse in terms of what I actually communicated. Again, my intention, of course, is to make a neder, but insufficient. You have to make a sentence. You have to articulate. But that which I articulated was so sparse, it wasn't a sentence, for sure, barely comprehensible, but could be that that's what I meant. So a yad she'ein mochiach, is that going to be a yad or is that not going to be a yad? What did we learn in yesterday's daf? It's a machlokas. We learned it's a machlokas, probably amongst the Tanaim, meaning in our Mishnah, going all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta. So we had phrases in the Mishnah. Now the question is that the phrases, do they have to be linked together? Right? Shmuel taught us yesterday's daf that, yeah, they have to be linked together. Why? Because the phrase in of itself is insufficient. You have to take the two phrases of the Mishnah and link them together. Again, go back to yesterday's daf to understand that even a little bit better. But anyway, Shmuel's of the position. That's what we saw in yesterday's daf. That a yad she'ein mochiach is lo have a yad. It's simply not going to be enough. It's insufficient. Okay, good. So that was the opinion of Shmuel. Meanwhile, we also noted yesterday a couple of brises. The brises are of the position that a yad she'ein mochiach is in fact going to operate and serve as a yad. We also learned yesterday that this machlokas tanaim plays out where? By gittin. Now, where did we find it by gittin? So we saw machlokas yesterday. We're going to see it again today. So I'll just tell you that coming up ahead, we're going to review the machlokas regarding gittin, whether or not yad she'ein mochiach works or doesn't work. That's coming up a little bit later on. Okay, so in today's daf, what are we going to do? I'll give you a lay it out for you. In the first half of today's daf on Vav Amud Aleph. So we're going to learn together. It's a machlokas between Abai and Rava, whether or not a yad she'ein mochiach is going to serve as the yad or not, Rava's position is Yad Shein Mochiach is not going to be a Yad. So basically, Rava is going to follow the position of Shmuel that we learned yesterday. Okay, what we're adding to the discussion today, it's a machlokes between Abai and Rava. Abai disagrees. Abai takes a more lenient approach. Now, I say lenient, by the way, right? Kula Chumra is probably not the right way to say it, because it's a leniency that results in a Chumra. In other words, you made a partial sentence. It was barely intelligible. And meanwhile, according to Abaye, you've now formally made a neder. Okay, so hard to call it a kula. But anyway, in fact, probably better to call it a chumra. Whatever the case is, the Abaye is of the position that the Yad Shein Mochiach is in fact going to be a yad. Good, it's a machlokes Abaye and Rava. That's what we're going to be doing on the Amud Aleph of today. And again, a little bit more today, we're going to see, litigate, which way the Braisas are following. Are they following like Abaye? Are they following like Rava? Abaye and Rava are really just repeating a machlokes Tanaim that we know of earlier. Maybe. That's the Amud Aleph. And the Amud Beis of today is that we do a little bit of exploration. Okay. The exploration on the Amud Beis of today's daf. How about Yad in other contexts? Today, what we're going to be doing on the Amud Beis is Kedushin and Peah. Does Yad work by Kedushin? Does Yad work by Peah? Okay. Stay tuned if you don't understand that right now, which I perfectly understand that you don't understand that. We have, right, that wasn't enough information, but that's coming up later on. Anyway, let's go. It's Mark. So we're in Hamud base. We're halfway down in the Amud. And Yadayim Shei Mochicho, Zabai Amar Havi Yadayim, V'Rava Amar Lo Havi Yadayim. Good, so it's a machlokes between Abai and Rava, where I have a Yad She'ein Mochiach. It's a sentence, it's a fragment. And again, its meaning, not clear. And does it work as a neder? Rava will say no, and Abai will say yes. Amar Rava, Rabbi Idi Asperli, Diamar Kras. Rava says, look, explain to me by Ravidi. Pasuk says, right, again, this is now Parshas Naso, and this is regarding a Nazir. It says, Nazir la Azir la Hashem. So, Mekish Yados Naziros and Naziros. So, what do? We have a Hekesh now of Yad Nazir to Nazir. So, Ma Naziros Ba'afla, Av Yados Naziros Ba'afla. So, just like Nazir has to be done with Hafla, right? That's a term we're going to see a number of times. Hafla means clarity, articulation. So when you make a commitment to become a Nazir, it must be done with clarity. Now the Ran points to a Gemara that we're going to see a number of times already. It's a pretty popular Gemara by Nazir, and that is that somebody's walking down the street, and you and I look at the individual, and he's got long hair. And it's a funny Gemara, but the way it sets it up. But the point it's going to make is very clear, and that is, so you and I see this guy coming down, and he's got long hair, and I turn to my friend, and I say, ah, look, there's a Nazir. My friend looks at me and says, Nazir? It's called a hippie, right? Yeah. You didn't live during the 70s? That's a hippie. So so we're arguing as to whether he's a Nazir or not a Nazir. And then what we do is that we kind of make a bet on it. I'm telling you he's a Nazir. If he's a Nazir, I'm going to become a Nazir. And the other one says, well, I'll tell you what, I know I'm right. If he's a hippie and not a Nazir, I become a Nazir. And what you do is now you attach a commitment based on the results of something where right now you don't know. It's not clear. As he finally comes over, one of you is going to be right. He's either a Nazir or a hippie. One of you is going to be right. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, which one of you now is going to become a Nazir? Neither. Why? Because neither of you said it specifically with clarity at the time that you made your commitment. You made your commitment, but only based on something which was external. Okay. So the halacha is neither you become a Nazir. That's the halacha, Rabbi Tarfon. It comes up a number of times. The Ran over here in our daf cites it. Good. So when it comes to becoming a Nazir, it has to be done with clarity. Same thing is true regarding Yad Nazir. It also has to be done with clarity. The Ran points out it's not exactly the same, but still. In other words, it doesn't matter. The point is that the Yad has to be done with clarity. Ah, good. So what comes out now is that we have a Machlokes Abaye and Rava, and what the Gemara also does is that it gives us a svara behind Rava. Interesting. The Gemara over here doesn't tell us what is Abaye going to counter. How does Abaye counter that svara? Okay, anyway. Lema beplukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabban kemiflegi d'nan. Okay, so now here we get to do this again. Second day in a row, we're going to revisit this machlokis regarding a get. And that is, d'nan gufa shel get, harayat mutarus l'chol adam. So what is the body of the get? Okay, in other words, the get obviously is personalized. Right? I'm not sure if I made this clear yesterday, but okay. Anyway, the get has to be personalized. You have to obviously put the names of the participants of the get on the get, who the husband is, who the wife is, where the get took place. Okay, so in other words, there has to be personal information. But then there's also the standard text of the get. And the standard text of the get is what's described as a toe face. Anyway, so what is it going to be made up of? So according to the Tanakhama, it's very simple. You can marry whoever you want. That is the standard text of a get. And Rabbi Huda Omer, V'dein de'have leichem inai, sefer teiruch v'get peturim v'ger shavukin. And Rabbi Huda is of the position that no, you have to add more. You have to say that this which is coming from me is in fact going to be the instrument in which we are going to be having a divorce. Okay. Not a, what I just did is not a perfectly literal translation, but for our purposes right now, it's a good translation. Meaning, according to Rav Yehuda, you have to explain to her, not just explain, write it down in the get itself. What is affecting the divorce? It's not because we're having this conversation. It's not because we're in front of Beis Din. None of that. In other words, it's the actual document itself. The get is kares. And you have to be clear about that in the document. So now what comes out is as follows. This machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is effectively a machlokas of how much you have to spell things out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you must spell things out really clearly. According to the Chachamim, not necessary. It's understood. By just simply you handing her the get, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough information. And so what the Gemara now is presenting is that, oh, exactly. This machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is the machlokas between Abai and Rava. So Abai, Damar Karabban, and Rava, Damar Karab Yehuda. Wonderful. So now what we have everything lined up. This machlokas, Abai and Rava, is the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. Now for those who have been in the daf long enough, so you know what the Gemara is going to do is that the Gemara is going to resist. Meaning the Gemara doesn't, the Amoraim don't like that. Don't pigeonhole me to a position of either the Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. Although the truth of the matter is that any Amora would be happy to be aligned with the Chachamim. The Chachamim, generally speaking, is the accepted viewpoint, but still. In other words, there is, generally speaking, resistance to this idea that that one Amora is only going to be holding like one Tana and not the other Tana. So, I'm l'cha bayana d'amriya filu the Rabbi Yehuda. And here we start off. So Abai will tell you, I can go like Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Because I can look at Rabbi Yehuda to be inan yadai mochichas ala gabeget, to be inan krisas. What Abai says is, what I'll tell you is that Rabbi Yehuda is saying something specific to Gittin. What is Gittin creating? Severance between husband and wife. In other words, that is a union that this document is now creating separation between. Okay, so in other words, you need heavy. I'm saying this only b'derech mashal, right? You need heavy duty equipment in order to create separation between the two. Heavy duty equipment meaning that Rav Yehuda will tell you here by get because it's used to create severance between husband and wife. So therefore, you have to use language which is really clear. But outside of that, Rav Yehuda will tell you no, you don't have to use language that's really clear. So to be in a crisis. Okay, but that's not true, generally speaking. So that's what Abai will tell you, that don't put Rav Yehuda against me. I could be going like Rav Yehuda. And Rav Amar, Anadam Rafila Rabbanad, Kalokam Rabbanad, Dolabini Yadem Chichas Alagabigat. And Rav will do the same thing in the opposite direction. Rav will tell you, don't put the Chachamim against me. Rav says, look, in general, in order to articulate, you have to have a yad hamochiach. It has to be evident and it has to be clear. What about the chachamim by get? Hariyad matersa chol adam, and that's enough. And you don't have to be clear and you don't have to say that this document is affecting the divorce between them. So Rav will tell you, the chachamim are not arguing with me. But they're only saying that in the case of get, you don't have to use language which is clear. Why? Because ad kan lo kam rabban dolabin yaday mechichos ala gabi get. Because look, when you are at a get, there's already enough circumstantial evidence of what's happening over here. In other words, obviously they've been talking about the divorce for some time. They know they're getting a divorce. They're in front of Beis Din right now. They have two edim. They wrote up the document, meaning there's enough contextual clues when it comes to a get so that now when you write the language in the get, you don't have to be so specific. Because you have all this outside help telling you what's happening right now. So in the case of a get, there doesn't need to be clarity. But if you're creating a neder from scratch, you have to say it with clarity. Okay, So, and the Gemara, the way the Gemara phrased it is, ein adam megarshes eshes chavero. You think you're going to be divorcing somebody else's wife? Meaning, you know in the case of get what's happening, and that's why the language doesn't have to be super clear, because everyone understands what's happening. Okay. So, where are we right now? Introduce ourselves to a machlokes between Abai and Rava, whether a yad she'ein mochiach is in fact going to be a yad. Rava is of the position that a yad she'ein mochiach is not a yad. Abai says it is a yad. And what the Gemara did is that suggested maybe it's a machlokes tanayim. The Gemara says not necessarily. Meisvei. And so here we are in Vav Amud Aleph, and we're going to be quoting a couple of braisas, each one of them basically pointing in the direction of Rava. That Rava seems to be more right. So number one, Meisvei, we have a braisa, Harei Hu Alai, Harei Ze Alai. So you point to let's say a loaf of bread. Doesn't really matter, whatever the item is. And you say, Harei Hu Alai, it is upon me. Or Harei Ze Alai, it is upon me. Now, again, that's not saying a whole lot. That's clearly a fragment sentence. It's a yad. So, Asur, so what does the braisa tell us? That you created a neder, mazel tov. And that bread now is going to be asked to you. Why? Mimnei shehu yad lekarbon. Because this would be effective language when it comes to a carbon. Okay. Meaning, if let's say you wanted to establish a carbon, so you have an animal, and you say, hare ze alai, or hare hu alai, so you've made the carbon now, you made the animal into a carbon. You took a chulin animal and you made it into a carbon. So now I'm taking the same language and I'm applying it to bread, so that now creates a neder. Okay? If I didn't say this on day one of the Masechta, for sure I said it on day two. Let's say it again. In other words, there's something called hatfasa. Hatfasa means is that what I could do is that to create a neder, I could simply compare this to a carbon. Right? We're going to see a lot of this over the course of this first parak of the Masechta. Once I compare something to a carbon, so just like a carbon, I take something chulin and make it hektesh, I'm taking this item and making it prohibited to me. Good. So since hare hu alai and hare ze alai works legabe a carbon, so it'll work in terms of the effectiveness of a neder. All that's good. What we want to walk away with is the following understanding. And taima, now this is the Gemara's analysis of the Raisa. Taima da amar alai. In other words, you can't get away with saying hare hu. Or hare zeh. You must say hare hu alai. You must say hare zeh alai. Why? Because it has to be a yad hamochiach. It has to be with more clarity. Meaning this braisa seems to follow the position of Rava. Support the position of Rava. So, hu da asar ava lo amar alai lo. If you don't say the word alai, it's no good. Tiyifta da abaye. And that now is going to be challenging for Abaye, because Abaye was of the position that even if it's yad she'ein mochiach, that's going to be insufficient. Okay. Yes. Okay, good. Hold that wonderful thought. Okay, good. Hold that thought. So Amalecha Abai. So Abai will tell you the following. So Taima da Amar Alai Hu Dasar Aval Amar Harehu Velo Amar Alai Harehu Dehefker Harehu Destaka Kamar. So Abai will tell you the following. When you say the word Harehu, okay. So what Abai will tell you is that's not even a yad. Right? The words harehu, it is. It is could be a lot of things. It is, I don't know, could be, it is hefker. Or, it is now for tztaka. Meaning, the words harehu doesn't even qualify as a yashe in mochiach. It's nothing. It's just simply nothing. So the, v'ham imneshu yadla karban ketani. So the Gemara says, I hear the defense of Abaye, but I'm going to go back to the braisa and I'm just going to read the braisa again. And with the emphasis on what bothers the Gemara. The braisa says, it's a very short braisa. Harei hu alai, harei ze alai aser, so far so good, mibnei shehu yad lekarbon. Because this is a yad lekarbon. So, now, as much as we try to defend Abaye said it's not even a yad. I don't know, look at the end of the braisa. The end of the braisa says, mibnei shehu yad lekarbon. So the Mimneshu Yad LeKarbon certainly sounds like it's because this is a Yad. Meaning it sounds like you need something that really articulates and speaks to the idea that there must be enough of a fragment sentence where it's a Yad. So Ela Ema Taima Da Amar. So the Gemara says, okay. So what I'll do is the following. And once again, we're going to try to defend Abaye. Because the Braisa really is difficult for Abaye. So Ela Ema Taima Da Amar Alai. Hu Asa V'Chaver Mutter. So the Gemara says like this. When you say Hare Ze Alai, Hare U Alai, do you know what the Alai is coming to do? Not to tell us whether it's a Mochiach or Ein Mochiach, because, again, according to Abayi, I don't need that. I don't even need a Yad HaMochiach. A Yad She'ein Mochiach works just as well. What the Braisa wants to tell me, and Danny alluded to this just moments earlier, is that when you say the word Alai, what you're basically saying is that I'm making a neder, but for whom? So I'm just making a neder for me, right? As we already pointed out, you can make a neder for making your items usher to you. You can also make a neder making your items usher to others, right? The only thing you can't do is you can't make other people's items usher to them. Okay, good. So when you say the word Alai, here's what you are directing. You're directing who's going to be the object of the neder. I don't mean the object. Who's going to be the subject of the neder? Who is bound by the neder? So when you say the word Alai, you're just simply saying me. I'm going to be prohibited to the bread. Somebody else wants to come over and eat it? Gesunta hate. That's great. I'm going to be usher to the bread. That's what Alai is coming to do. Ava ama harehu. Now, let's say I say the word harehu without saying the word Alai. Again, this is defense of Abaye. Abaye will tell you, works. Works as a neder. Why? Because it's a yad. It's not evident. That doesn't need to be evident. Not only that, when you say the word harehu without saying the word Alai, you know what you're doing? What you're doing is that you're basically saying it's usher, period. To me, to others, it is usher. So, shnei masurim, why? Because the dilma harehu ektish kamar. Because what you're effectively saying is, it's hektish. Meaning, it's going to be objectively usher to everybody. Good. So that would be a defense of Abaye. Abaye will tell you that the braisa is there to teach me that not what is a yad, what isn't a yad, but what specifically, who's going to be usher via the neder? Is it just going to be me? Is it going to be others as well? When you say harezu or harehu alai, it's just me that's going to be usher, as opposed to when you say harezen, harehu, so then everyone's going to be usher. Okay, good. That's how Abaye would defend himself. Good. The simplest reading of the braisa is like Rava, but the Gemara says it's possible to read the braisa like Abaye. Let's do this one more time for today. Meisvei. Okay, Avavam and Aleph, halfway down on the Amud. So if you say Hare Zuchatas or Hare Zu Asham, so what have you said halachically? Nothing. And now we're talking about an animal, meaning we're not talking about bread right now, we're talking about an animal. And so when you just simply point to an animal and describe it as a carbon, but specifically Chatas or Asham, that in of itself is nothing. Well, what do you have to say if you want to offer a Chatas? Hare Zuchatasi, Hare Zu Ashami. So when you say it's chatasi, my chatas, or ashami, my asham, so then it's going to be a chatas and asham. And oh, by the way, not a small detail, and that of course is your chayv a carbon chatas and asham, right? A chatas and asham, we've gone over this point so many times, and that is that you can't just simply manufacture a carbon chatas or a carbon asham. Rather, you have to first be obligated to bring that carbon, and then designate an animal to be that carbon. And even as you are obligated, designation only comes about when you use clear language of chatasi or ashami. Good. So, tiyufta da Abaye. So once again now, Abaye, where do you stand with this? You're not going to have an easy time with this braisa. Because for you, the language doesn't have to be so clear. And meanwhile, the braisa says that the language has to be clear. Amalcha Abaye, haman Rabbi Yehudahi. So Abaye will tell you, look, that braisa is very difficult for me. But remember what we established just minutes earlier today? And that is, it's a machlokas tanayim. Whether or not Yad Mechiach works or Yad Mechiach doesn't work. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So you know what? You do have a braisa that really is difficult for me to wrangle out of. That part's true. But I have a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda tells me that you need a Yad Mechiach. Okay. And I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Or let's say better, I don't subscribe to Rabbi Yehuda. I subscribe to the Chachamim. So if you have a braisa that clearly tells you need a Yad HaMochiach, okay, so I'll just simply say that braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So v'ha b'yehuda amar anadamri afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, okay, but you remember about 10 minutes ago in the daf where Abaye really struggled to tell you that don't put Rabbi Yehuda against me. And meanwhile, to defend Abaye, the only thing we can say is, you know what? He's not on board with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Hadarbe. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. I know we said that 10 minutes ago. Okay, scratch that thought. meaning to say that Abaye is even going like Rav Yehuda, if we're going to defend Abaye, so we have to recant on what we said 10 minutes earlier. Elalema Rava Damar Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, okay, how about the same thing for Rava? Are we only going to relegate Rava to the position of the Chachamim and not Rav Yehuda? And here we get a little bit of Chazar for today. No. I'm the Rava and Adamri Ad Kan Lo Kamri Rabbanan De Lo Bein Yadai Mechichas El Gabi Get Dein Adam Megar Shaseishes Chaver Rava Ba'am Abein Yadai Mechichos. And so the Gemara reviews with us that no, according to Rava, here's what I tell you. Generally by Neder, it has to be clear. There can be no ambiguity. That's generally speaking by Neder. When it comes to a get, so we're allowing this loose language by the get. Hare at Mutar Sechol Adam, and you don't have to then also write, and this document is affecting the divorce, the severance between you and I. You don't have to write all that. Why? So, like we said earlier, but we get to review again. Because who do you divorce? You don't divorce your friend's wife. You're divorcing your own wife. Meaning, there are so many contextual clues by a divorce that everybody knows what's happening. You don't have to write everything out because there's enough evidence. Just look around the room right now. There's enough evidence that tells us exactly what's happening. Good. So the Chachamim and Rava are not necessarily at odds with one another. Ad Kan Amud Aleph, that's the first part of today's daf. So what do we do? Exactly what we set out to do. Yadayim Shei Mochichos, is that going to be a Yad, yes or no? Machlok is between Abaye and Rava. According to Rava, it's not a Yad. According to Abaye, it is a Yad. And then what we did over the course of the Amud Aleph today is cite various Mishnayos, really more Brisos. Most of them, no, all of them really were more in line with Rava, and the Gemara made an attempt to defend Abaye, okay, a valiant attempt to defend Abaye. As you can imagine, generally speaking, when we have a machlok between Abaye and Rava, the halach is like Rava, which means that a yad shei mochich is not going to be a yad. Okay. Amud Beis. Okay. We have this idea called yad. All right. If you don't make a full sentence, you make a partial sentence, so then it still qualifies. Again, what we've been litigating now for the last couple of days is, well, how partial a sentence is it? Is its meaning evident? Is its meaning ambiguous but still going to work? Good. But in other words, a partial sentence is still going to be given credit. You get credit for a partial sentence. Okay, go back to high school. Go back, get in that time machine, go back to high school and tell all those teachers who took points off your paper, you know what, partial sentences work. I'm telling you. The Gemara Nedarim, Adav Vav. You get credit for making a neder on a partial sentence. I should get credit as well. And by the way, by a neder, you don't get partial credit. I mean, you get full credit, even though you wrote a fragment sentence. Okay, good. Notice how carefully I am defending the students. By the way, it just speaks to the idea that I wasn't the best student back in the day. Okay. Anyway, by Rav Papa, Yesha LeKedushin Olam. Okay, so now what we want to know is that this idea now extend to other areas in halacha. Today, really two interesting extensions. Kiddushin, and in just a moment, Peah. Okay, so Kiddushin. How do you Mekadosh a woman? So it's very simple. So either Kesef Sharbi, it's the first Mishnah in Kiddushin. Right now, let's just focus on Kesef. Okay? And what you do is you're going to go over to the woman of your choice, and you're going to give her an object of value and say, look, I'd love to marry you. And hare at mekudeshesli betabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and you give her the money and you make a sentence, and the sentence is going to be, I want to be mekadesh you. She accepts the money. Good, mazel tov. The two of you are married. Now, obviously, there are more details involved. There are edim. Okay, anyway, but you understand though, you're giving her something and you're making an art and you're articulating. You're saying, you're making a sentence. Good. So now the question becomes the following: is Yad going to work over here? You didn't make a full sentence. You made a partial sentence. So the Gemara says, okay. Now the larger question, which we're going to wonder, which the Gemara doesn't even really address, is why would we even explore the idea of Yad in other areas of halacha? Meaning Yados is a neder type issue. And over here, the entire discussion we are about to have for the remainder of today's daf, going into tomorrow's daf, is that maybe in other areas of halacha, maybe there's also going to be this concept of yad. It's a funny discussion. It really is a neder-centric idea. And the fact that we're broadcasting it over to other areas, in of itself, is interesting. The Rishonim are, wonder, like, how are we doing that? Okay, good. So I expressed the question, but we're just gonna go to the Gemara. We're gonna see the Gemara inside. What's the case? What exactly is the case where you're making a partial sentence to a woman? So by Rabbi Yishalei Kedushin Olo Hechidami. That's the Gemara wants to know what exactly is going to be the case. So So let's say you go over to two women. Okay, you're interested not in one wife, but you're interested in two wives. So you go over to the first woman, right? And the woman standing right next to her, and you too. Trust me, by the way, she's gonna love it. That second woman, she's gonna love it, right? And you too. Okay. So and you right at Nami now and now. By the way, a point which is an important point, and it's technical, but it's important. And that is, did you give the second woman money? Obviously, you did, because if you didn't give her money, so then there's nothing. In other words, kedushin will not be affected by a sentence. Kedushin needs money. Well, if you gave her money, in other words, you gave her money. Isn't that also going to be clear? So what the Ran points out over here is you did the following. You had two prutas. You gave it to the first one, and you said, Harayim Mekudeshesli. Now, she doesn't need two pruta. She only needs one pruta. So you gave it to the first one, and with the Atnami, what you're trying to say is, oh, by the way, the money, you know, I gave it to the first one. So now, by the way, just imagine how the second one feels. In other words, she wasn't even She wasn't even given the money. In other words, the other one is received on her behalf via Shlichus. Okay. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the case. The Gemara says, that's not the case. Pshita. Hainu kedushin atzman. The Gemara says, that's not a yad. It's not a yad. Because when you say atnami, that's clear. Right? Again, how well it's going to go over, we'll find out. She might say, forget it. But in other words, but as far as what you're articulating, you're saying it clearly. I know you're conserving words over here. Just two short words. Okay, you're a conservationist. So but you only said it in two short words, but still, you went over to the first woman, you say, Harayad Mukudeshasli, and you give her money, and you gave her a second pruta, and then you turn to the second one, and you say, At Nami, and you too. Okay, that's pretty clear. The Gemara feels that doesn't even qualify as a yad. So the Gemara says, Ella. Okay, the Gemara says, fine. How about this? Kigon Dharma Lali Sharayad Mukudeshasli Varmala Chaverta Viat. You don't say you too, you just simply say, and you. And you. Ve'at. The Gemara says that's good. So ve'at nami amar leila. So what mi amrinan? So what are the possibilities? So the possibilities, of course, are ve'at nami amar leila chaverta v'tafsi be'kedushin lechaverta. So here we have now a partial sentence that could be understood in one of two ways. The word ve'at could be ve'at nami, and you too. That's what you could have meant. Alternatively, odilma ve'at chazai, and I want you to watch. Meaning I want, right? Did you see what I just did with that first woman? I gave her kedushin. Maybe that's what you meant with the word va'at. So amala lechaverta. V'lo tafsi be'kedushin bechaverta. Okay, so when you say the word va'at and only the word va'at, so that is an example of yad. So good, so we gave an example of what a yad would look like by kedushin. So.
Kedushin is a bad example, though, because you could be mekadesh as a shliach for somebody else where you cannot for a neder.
So good. So there are clear distinctions to be made. Very good point. So there are clear distinctions to be made by Nedarim versus Kedushin, and the idea that we're even entertaining it by Kedushin is strange. Yeah, I agree. A point very well taken, agreed. And the Gemara is entertaining the discussion, and you're right. And there are two different areas of halacha. Okay, good. Umimi ba'ilei l'Rav Papa. So the Gemara says now, Rav Papa was the one who asked the question, right? That's the first line of the Gemara. So Rav Papa asked the question. The Gemara says, "Did really? Did Rav Papa really discuss? Even have this question?" The Hamid Amar Le Rav Papa La Bayi Misaver Shmuel Yadam Shem Mochichas Havi Yadam Mechal Desfir Le Rav Papa Diyeshal Likidushin Diyeshad Likidushin. And meanwhile, the Gemara points out that Rav Papa says to Abaye, "Does Shmuel hold Yadam Shem Mochichas Havi Yadayin?" And we didn't. Meaning, the question was all predicated on the fact that there is a yad, it's just a question of whether or not a yad shei mechiach works or doesn't work. Meaning, in order to get to the more technical question of mechiach ein mechiach, meaning you have to already start with the premise that yad works by kedushin. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Meaning, It could very well be that he himself, Rav Papa himself, did not know whether there is even an institution of Yad when it comes to Kiddushin. But when having a conversation, so maybe he understood that whoever he was talking to did hold of Yados by Kiddushin, and then look, not based on what I'm thinking, but based on what you're thinking, what do you think regarding Yad Mochiach, Yad Shem Mochiach? I myself, this is Rav Papa talking, I myself don't even know if Yad works by Kiddushin. Yes or no? Okay, so question number one on the Amud Beis of today's daf, does Yad work by Kiddushin? So Rav Papa asked the question. The Gemara gave the example of what it would look like, but the Gemara leaves it unresolved. Next, by Rav Papa. Yesh Yad L'Peya or Ein Yad L'Peya? Okay, next question for today, last question for today. Does it work regarding Peya? Okay, so for all of us who have fields, which is none of us in this room, so for sure not in Eretz Yisrael, but for all of those who have fields in Eretz Yisrael, so what do you have to do? You have to take a portion of the field and give it over to the Ani. Allow the Ani to go into the corner of your field in order to take. It's Matnos Aniyim, right? The gifts that you're required to give for the Aniyim. There are numerous gifts that you have to give to the Aniyim, one of them being Peya. A corner of the field. How much of the field do you have to give off? The Torah doesn't specify. The Chachamim do give a shear. In a moment, by the way, just as an aside, but we're going to see it in our daf today. Can you give your whole field as Peya? It sounds like a funny question. If you would have asked me before today's daf, I would have said no. The definition of Peya is that it's got to be a corner of your field. You can make your whole field Peya. Oddly enough, the answer is yes. You can make your whole field Peya. Okay? That's weird, but the Gemara is going to say that in just a moment. So anyway, in order to set aside Peya, so you're giving a corner of your field status. You're articulating. This is going to be Peya. Now, when I say status, what does that mean? It's not like Truma, where it can only be eaten by Kohanim. So what do I mean status? I still mean status. Because once something is Peya, so what does that mean? It's tax-free, tax-exempt. When the corner of your field now is designated to the Aniyim, so you don't have to be Mafish, Shumos, and Maestros, and it now becomes exempt from all the Matnos Kahuna. So there is a status to Peya. So that status of Peya is going to be done via articulation. And that articulation now, it has to be a full sentence. Well, can I make it a partial sentence? And again, see above in terms of how the Gemara knows even to entertain this idea that there's something called Yad in other areas of Halacha. Right? Is there Yad by Kiddushin? We just litigated. Is there Yad by Peah? We're about to litigate. Like how does the Gemara know that this discussion can even be had? Okay? Not sure. But the Gemara is going to discuss. So by Rav Papa, Yesh Yad L'Peah or Ein Yad L'Peah, Hechidami. Ile Madamra Hadein Ugya Lehave Peah Vahadein Name Hayi Peah Mal Yasehi. So you point to this row and you say, this row is going to be Peah. And you say, Hadei Nami. And this too. That's not a Yad. In other words, that's a perfectly complete sentence. Fully clarifying exactly what you want. The second row also should be Peah. Okay, so the Gemara says, bad example. So Kikami Ba'ileka going to Amar Vahadein Velo Amar Nami. So what you do is you point to the second row, Vahadein and this, but you leave out the word and this too. You leave out the word Nami. You just simply say, this row should be Peah, the Hadain, and this. Okay, so what is that? That's a Yad Shem Mochiach. I didn't mean that. Meaning we're not even litigating Mochiach, Ein Mochiach. Over here, what we're just simply saying is, it's a Yad. So do Yados work by Peah? That's the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara says, Michlal, Dechi Amar Sadikula, Teave Peah, Ave Peah, and the side of the Gemara, which is, can you make your whole field pay up? So the Gemara says, yeah, you could do that in. Yeah, you could do that. The Hatanya will not turn a brace. I mean, nine shim rots, the last sots, kol sadeo peo, o setam lamar, pe'as sadecha. When the Torah gives a description of the corner of your field, it doesn't say, peya shebis sadecha. It's pe'as sadecha. Your whole field can become peya. Okay. Again, if I would have guessed prior to today's daf, I would have guessed wrong. Good. That's why we do the daf. So me amrin kevin the itkish the karbanos. So mario la karbanos yeshem yad apeh yesh yad. Oh dilma ki itkish called to about to achahu the itkish. So the Gemara says, look, peah has got a little bit of a carbon element to it. Now that's weird. That's funny, right? It has a carbon element to it. What carbon element is there to peah? It's matnos aniyim. It's gifts to the poor, right? What does that have anything to do with carbonos? So the Gemara actually says, because here's what I know. And that is that when it comes to Peah, so there is an Isser of Baal Ta'acher. In other words, if by a certain point in time, you do not give off the corner of your field to Aniyim, so you're gonna be officially overdue. You're gonna be past due on your Peah. And where else do we find Baal Ta'acher? By Karbanos. So is that enough of a link that tells us, well, you know, by Karbanos we have a Yad, so maybe by Peah we're also gonna be, have a Yad. So the Gemara says, and oh, by the way, how do I know there's Baal Ta'acher by Peah? We have a drasha. We're on the very top of Zayin Amid Aleph. Me'imach, zelek et shichra Peah. Right? We are citing the pasuk of Baal Ta'acher. So this pasuk already we quoted a couple of times. Let's do it again. Right? It's Parshas Kisei Tzei. It's 23:22. Perichav Gimel, pasuk of Beis. The pasuk, Kisidor Nedel Hashem Lakecha, lo se'acher l'shamo. Okay? Do not delay in paying it. Ki daroshi yishen Hashem Lakecha, me'imach. And vaya b'chachet. So what did we just do with that word me'imach? We just darshened it in our Gemara. Me'imach is coming to include leket shechacha umpeah. Meaning if this is not given within a certain time frame. Now what the exact time frame over here is, it's a wonderful question, but if it's not given within a certain time frame, so now what? Now you're overdue, you're past due, and you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. So there is some connective tissue between peah and karban. By Karban, is there a Yad? Yes. By Peah, is there also going to be a Yad? And the Gemara's answer is maybe. Maybe this is enough connective tissue to take the Yad and transfer it from Karban over to Peah. Maybe yes, maybe no. Again, question was asked, question is not answered. Okay? And tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to explore other areas in Halacha where there may or may not be a Yad. Right? You can already see Yesh Yad Letztaka. Well, we'll leave that for tomorrow. Okay, let's quickly recap. Let's review a pretty easy daf to review today. And that is number one, Yad She'ein Mochiach. It's a partial sentence, but ambiguous. Really not clear exactly what you meant. Could have been interpreted one of two ways. Is that going to be servicing as a Yad? Rava says no. Abai says yes. And the Amud Aleph of today's daf, Vav Amud Aleph in Nedarim, goes and litigates which of these positions is more defensible. Right? By the end of the day, Rava's position is more defensible. And on top of that, generally speaking, Machlokes between Abai and Rava, Halacha is like Rava. A Yad She'ein Mochiach is not going to be a Yad. That's part one of today's daf. In part two today's daf, exploration. Is Yad work in other areas of halacha? We did it by Kiddushin, and we did it by Peah. Is there a concept of Yad by Kiddushin? The Gemara leaves that question unresolved. The Gemara gave an example of what it would look like, but in terms of whether there is or there isn't a Yad, unresolved. Same thing by Peah. Is there Yad by Peah? That too, the Gemara leaves unresolved as well.